Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, we got debuts, we got rematches, and we got a whole lot of glorious stuff to talk about. Stay tuned!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
We might have lost Tom's favorite superstar, but SmackDown got a whole lot more glorious as we break down SmackDown live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. Tell your friends about the glorious world of AfterBuzz TV. I need a glorious counter for this show to see how many times I use the word glorious. I think I'm already up to four. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Twitter, at Roo Rosenberg. Instagram, The Roo Rosenberg. T-shirts, personatees.com/Christian Rosenberg. ColorElbowBrand.com. Promo code Rosenberg to save 10% off your order. Scott is off this week because he's busy starring in a movie. DaveMadeAmaze.com. He's doing Q&As. Screenings all across the country. Go to DaveMadeAmaze.com. Find where it's screening near you. But the rest of the crew is here with me. The glorious one. At Gabrielle underscore Loren. It's Gabby Loren.
The glorious.
She's picking it right up.
I'm the female version.
You're the female version.
Hey, guys.
And a man so glorious that he's wearing all his damn Spartan medals.
Yep, that's right.
Fresh from Hawaii. At Tom the Com. It's the glorious Tom Connolly.
That's right, Kurt Angle. I got three medals. You only have one.
None of them are gold, though.
It's still, they're heavy and I don't know, around my neck. I really worked really hard to get these.
You did.
Really, really, really hard.
You did.
I really thought I was going to die.
I know, you said you were climbing trees and things.
I was climbing up mountains and, you know, me and Charles Robinson were, you know,
yes,
hanging
so
out.
Charles Robinson did the same Spartan race in Hawaii as Tom. Yeah. Therefore, I'm sure, Tom, you locked in and we have scheduled an exclusive interview with senior referee, longtime WWE,
no.
WCW ref, Charles Robinson.
No, no, we don't. Didn't get a chance to talk to him.
You didn't talk to him.
He rushed off to the race.
I think he was stalking him instead.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find him on the course, but I didn't find him.
Because he already finished, but
he probably did. But in my time, yeah, he probably finished.
You got crushed by Charles Robinson, Tom.
Hey, he's in way better shape than me.
Hey, but you still finished the race.
I did.
Yes. And, of course, engineering us on the ones and twos, the glorious at Jimbo in the booth. It's Jimbo in the booth.
Hello.
Hello there. So, SummerSlam came and went. Some big things happen.
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
I thought so.
I love SummerSlam.
I thought SummerSlam was good.
This was a way big step up from some of the other pay-per-views we've seen this year.
Well, when it was like 72 hours long, you know, I feel
yeah,
like
well, SummerSlam, SummerSlam is almost over. It's almost done. But we had SmackDown tonight, so picking right up from SummerSlam. And, man, they treated this to me like a SmackDown after WrestleMania.
Yep.
That's what it felt like tonight. We started some new feuds. We had some debuts. It was glorious.
This is the kind of show I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was good.
But SmackDown's normally like this each and every week. So it's, I mean, at least not to this level, but it's mostly on this level. So I was happy with everything that happened tonight.
Sure. Well, we kick off with AJ Styles. Still the United States champion after this past Sunday. And he says that he's going to reinstate the U.S. Open Challenge starting right now. So I'm thinking, oh, there's going to be maybe a debut. Or they're going to try to bring someone up to start a new feud with AJ. But instead, it's answered by Kevin Owens.
Yes! Exactly what I wanted.
Who's quickly outranking Randy Orton to be Gabby's favorite wrestler.
I don't know. I think she really hates Kevin Owens. Seems like it.
No, know? I freaking love Kevin Owens. Like I was saying before, I feel as though I'm very much a fan of the heel most of the time without realizing it.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to say something real quick in the chat roll. Brian Rice, do not make me saying glorious into a drinking game because you will go to the hospital.
Yikes.
I've already said it glorious, like 7 or 8 times.
Glorious.
Are we counting all of us, or are we just? Yeah, I don't know. Sure, why not? Who knows how many we're up to right now? I need a counter. But yeah, he's just so damn entertaining.
He's the best. I love Owens and AJ Styles together. And I really like that we have Shane McMahon if we can't have Stephanie. We needed some sort of, like, badass authority figure. And Shane makes things interesting, too.
Yep. So, because Kevin Owens talks about how a McMahon screwed another great Canadian again.
Yep.
And Shane then comes out. And Kevin's like, I'm not going to mention how, even though you survived a helicopter crash and jumped off Hell in a Cell, when you got grazed by a 450 splash, you couldn't make a 3 count. I'm not going to talk about that you assaulted me during the match, but I'm going to talk about how you counted the 3 and said that I did not win. And he brought up a good point. He's like, a few weeks ago, when the referee counted to 3, when my shoulder was all the way up, you said that call had to stand. Mm-hmm. Well, your hand hit 3 times. Why doesn't yours get to stand?
But then Shane made a great point that the referee decides what stands.
Yeah, but that replay, though, it really showed that, you know, Shane should have saw that foot in the rope way before he counted to 3.
Oh, yeah, his like foot was on the rope before,
like,
1.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, okay, they probably shouldn't have showed that in slow-mo.
But yeah, Shane was like, well, I did not call for the bell. As soon as I hit 3, I saw it. I immediately waved it off. Therefore, my decision was final when I rang the bell, which was when AJ Styles won. Owens keeps complaining that he wants another shot at the title. Shane McMahon grants it to him, but Owens is like, no. You're an incompetent referee. The other guys are incompetent referees. I'm going to pick my referee tonight. Shane said, you know what? That's fine. But if you lose, as long as AJ is U.S. champion, you will not get another title shot. Owens agrees. And that's how the opening segment ended. And it was a nice, nice opener.
Well, you missed one important part of that.
Ooh,
segment.
What did I miss?
When AJ Styles called KO out.
Oh, yeah. when he used the term whiny little bitch.
Whiny ass bitch, to be specific.
I thought that was great. It was great. It worked so well in the segment. I thought it was a lot of fun. Like, it was good. I was expecting another, you know, challenger for the open challenge. But I think this is, all right, let's, you know, put the final nail in the coffin on this. And then we can move on to other things. So,
and then we immediately go backstage. Dan O'Brien is on his phone doing his best Kurt Angle impression. Just always in the back on his phone. He's interrupted by the Singh brothers, who introduced Jinder into the office, which I love. Like, anywhere Jinder goes, he's just going to be introduced.
He gets the carpet rolled out in front of him.
Is Tom getting tired of the medals already?
Well, I feel like they're clinking, so I'm just going to take them off. Keep going.
All right, we're just going to show them off.
I'll be quiet.
During the show, you should just switch which medal you're wearing.
Listen, this is the one from my super race.
Which was the Hawaii one?
Oh, this is my sprint. This one was. See, it's got like the green Hawaii one. Things on it.
I didn't see the big thing that said Hawaii on the side of it.
Wow.
I mean, that was behind your neck, so how would I have seen that?
It's green, I don't know.
It was behind your neck!
All right, sorry. That's much better.
So Jinder and the Singh brothers are in the back, and Jinder's like, oh, I'm sure you want to recognize me for my win and being just an unstoppable champion. And Daniel's like, well, I see someone who can't win without the Singh brothers. And immediately, Jinder just goes from like 1 to 100. Like, how dare you disrespect me? I thought you were a good American. But it's like, whoa, that didn't take much to anger you there, Jinder. Calm down. Well, Daniel says that Nakamura needs to get some revenge. And Jinder's like, no, he's not facing me tonight. And Daniel's like, you're right, he's not. He's facing the Singh brothers. And you would have thought the Singh brothers' puppy just died with the looks on their face.
Well, at least they're not fighting Randy Orton, you know?
Yeah.
They never had to fight him one-on-one.
Sanctioned match.
Yeah.
You would have thought that would have been big enough punishment, the way Orton treated him.
Exactly.
Speaking of, no Orton tonight. No Orton tonight on the show.
He worked really hard the other night, you know.
He did.
For about
30 seconds. It was a very long match. That upset me so much.
And no Rusev.
Yeah. Well, he's still down from the RKO.
I guess. But are we, like, I mean, did any of us do this after show? Or the,
No,
I was not there for the summer one. But you can check it out on AfterBuzz TV.
Mm. What do we think of the, you know, the outcome of this championship match?
Of Jinder and Nakamura?
Yeah.
Well, last week I said that Jinder would still be champion after SummerSlam. Mm. I said Nakamura would win by countout. Mm. But the fact that Jinder was the first guy to pin Nakamura since he's been in WWE, I think is glorious. And the reason I say that is everyone wants Nakamura to win. And like I was saying last week, Nakamura winning the title is a huge deal, which should be main eventing a pay-per-view. Should not be... I mean, I'm glad that they had to be the semi-main event, but you're not going to... You have to close out the show with a Nakamura celebration with the title. Being that we knew that was not going to close the show, I'm not surprised. I'm a little surprised that Jinder pinned him, even though he cheated. But the fact that the crowd just got more angry. But they're getting angry for the right reasons. They want their guy to win. He lost to a guy who's good, but they don't want him. They boo him because they want this other guy to be a champion. So now they're booing him even more because they didn't get what they want. So they're not angry because, oh, this guy's not entertaining. This guy sucks. They're booing because I wanted my other guy to win, and he didn't. So now I'm angry, which only makes Jinder that much more evil of a heel and more legit as a champion. So when he does lose the title eventually, which I think he will eventually drop it to Nakamura, it's going to be that much bigger of a moment.
You just convinced me of that whole thing.
Yeah, I think that was really well said.
You really did. I was like, because I was, you know, upset with the outcome, because I just think it was a weird way to end that match. But I do get that it wasn't the main event of the pay-per-view, and if they want, you know, Nakamura to win, it should feel special. So, yeah, I'm fine with that.
I think you nailed it on the head. He is obviously a really big figure to all the fans out in the universe. So you'd have to have him in a positive light and win in a great way for how great he is. So good job, Rosenberg.
Stop.
It was kind of glorious over there.
Wasn't it? Jimbo, what did you think of it? I was just curious.
As the main event of SummerSlam?
Well, Jinder and Nakamura.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
And you like that Jinder still won that kept the title?
I do. I'm curious to see where it's going to go now, but I really enjoyed the match.
Cool.
I like the Singh brothers still being the ones that saved him to get him to keep his title. Much like Edge Head's situation.
Yeah.
Yep. Kevin Owens is backstage with Sami Zayn, and he's asking Zayn to be the referee. He's like, I know we've certainly had our differences, but we've had good times too, and I really feel like you're the only person I could trust to be the referee. And Zayn plugs Kevin Owens' DVD, which, Tom, you have.
It's good. You can go buy it. I mean, not you, but people at home.
You're plugging it too now.
Yeah.
Is WWE? I'll let you borrow.
Is Kevin Owens paying you right now?
Yes.
Damn it. I want that. Zayn said he'll think about it. And then we have Aiden English, who him alone I find quite glorious. His singing is wonderful. Gabby hates him.
I find him so not glorious.
But he's a bad guy, though. I love him.
Oh, I don't care what he is. His singing is...
But then he is interrupted by the real glorious one. Bobby Roode is on SmackDown. Holy crap. This was a pleasant surprise.
It was.
I was not expecting this at all.
Not to the person in the audience with the poster.
Someone had a poster that said, make SmackDown glorious.
Exactly. Right behind Bobby Roode at the end of the match.
I don't know. Maybe he's a friend of Bobby Roode's.
Maybe.
Spoiled something. Yeah. Who knows? But we had Bobby Roode versus Aiden English. JBL at some point said, hit the pay window and get you some beer money. Which... those of you who might have used to watch TNA would understand that reference. I did think it was interesting that Aiden English hit his finisher on Bobby Roode, but then he kicked out of it.
He
what is his finisher again?
The I'm trying to remember what the director's cut. Mm. It's his like lifts up for a full Nelson slam, but then it kind of flips into a flatliner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was really I'm like, you know, don't because this match didn't necessarily have a build up, so you shouldn't have him kick out of the finish of his guy's finisher. Mm. The guy can go for the finisher, and Root could counter it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I... it just made Aiden English's finisher look a little weaker. Then.
See, I don't even know what his finisher is, so he could have just kicked out of a regular move. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Is it the one he used in NXT?
No.
The one he used in NXT?
It is not. This one, like,
in
he sets...
NXT, it was called Take a Bow.
Yeah, I don't think it was that one. Yeah, because he set him up in, like, a full Nelson slam, and then when he lifts him up, the guy spins, so then turns to, like, a jumping flatliner in a way. I think in NXT...
In NXT, it was kind of like the Cobra Clutch, but then he
would right.
spin
it. It was like Billy Gunn's one and only.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Bobby Roode came back, hit the glorious DDT for the win. After the match, Renee interviews him in the ring. Roode wants to congratulate Daniel Bryan and Shane on breaking the bank and cashing in on the hottest free agent. Everything I do is big box office. And in a New York minute, SmackDown went from being great to being...
I loved his first hit on Aiden English in the very opening of the match because after I hear him sing, I want to do the same thing.
Kick him right in the face?
Yeah. And it was, you know, he was doing his move and bowing down, and he just got him right at the right time.
Now, one thing, I am really surprised that this debut happened now. I was thinking this debut would happen after the next takeover.
Me too.
Just because Bobby Roode still has an unfinished feud with Roderick Strong, so they might just still finish it on NXT in the next couple weeks. But I figured this was going to build up to like a loser leaves NXT match at the next takeover, where then Strong wins. Mm-hmm. So I was surprised by that. But I think I was even more surprised they brought him in as a face.
I like it. Like, I think it's a good... It's because we've seen him be a heel basically the whole time in NXT. Mm-hmm. And he's very natural at it. Like, you just kind of want to hate the guy. Like, just the way he talks and, you know, the way he treats everybody. But I think it's a good way. You knew that crowd was going to be excited to see him, though, like, debuting like this.
Yes.
Because this was, like...
Well, they picked one of the right crowds to do it in.
Yes. For real, yeah. Like, if it was the next one, I mean, I don't know. I feel like the next one's probably after Survivor Series, so it's still going to be that same kind of crowd. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a good time to do it. My only concern with it is that there's a lot of guys up here now on the roster that are going to get lost. Like, there's already guys getting lost in the shuffle
Sammy,
already.
Ty, Mike Kanellis,
yeah.
Just to name a few. Ugh.
So it just kind of makes me kind of worried about, you know, these guys. But I don't know what's going to happen.
I know you hate the dirt sheets, but I heard a rumor that it's because Baron screwed up. So that's why Baron dropped the Money in the Bank and they brought up Bobby Roode. Like, Bobby Roode's essentially going to take the spot that Baron was going to be in the main event picture.
Wow, that was a big spoiler.
And that makes sense if it's true. I mean, why else would it? I mean, they're pretty much just completely cutting the Roderick Strong story.
I think they're going to continue that though. Like, I mean, I don't know when they tape again NXT, but I could see them at least continuing that a little bit because if they tape them all in one night, you know what I mean, for the next, you know.
4 weeks, month like, or, they do, like yeah, four at a time.
Exactly. Like he can go there on a Wednesday or whatever to do the taping. Like, it's not going to interfere with him not being on SmackDown for a week.
Mm. When they say, or when we say, Baron Corbin screwed up and it's on the dirt reports, what did he screw up with?
I don't know.
The thing I saw was that apparently he got into like some Twitter argument with some people, and then he called like a veteran like a loser.
Oh.
Like an army vet. So.
That's what I heard as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because then when the veteran showed he had taken a picture with Vince McMahon and his reply was like, I wasn't a loser when Vince McMahon took the time to like hang out and talk with me. And Baron, instead of still playing the heel on Twitter and being like, I don't care about your picture, was like, oh man, I'm so sorry about that, blah, blah, blah. So then when it got back to whoever, I think it made him look bad instead of being like, oh, I was in character.
Just so
like,
so was
he gave a t-shirt to the kids. And they're like, oh, he's a good guy. And he's like, those are my family. I don't care about anyone else. He should have stayed in character.
Right. So it's the type of thing where, like, so he insulted a veteran, which was wrong. But then the fact that he kind of broke his character. on.
But that's on, I don't know. I don't believe
anything on dirt sheets, but I mean, this could do it.
You could probably, I mean, I just think that's a weird reason for them to be like, okay, now because you broke your character on Twitter. Now, get rid of the briefcase. Like,
Bray Wyatt says stuff on Twitter that has nothing to do with his character.
But the thing that's crazy is, like, if they were going to do that, like, why not just have him lose the briefcase to someone else? Like, why waste that cash in? Like, I mean, I wasn't here last week to talk about it. But I just think it was.
But we still felt you.
It was such a. Like, I would have raged about it because I just think it was a waste. Like, the Money in the Bank is a special thing. And they just threw it out like it was just like nothing. Like, it was a random, match where you're just like, okay, let's just do this now. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing that they do. Like, I don't understand the reason of, if you're going to punish him, just take the briefcase away from him. That's more of a punishment. Like, make him have a match for the briefcase and he loses it that way.
Like, yeah.
That makes
like
him look
Kennedy.
Like even more of a loser. Yeah, point. Exactly. Then you still have the briefcase in play for another 8 months mm-hmm. of whoever has it. And then you still get that cash in you want. Now they wasted it on a random SmackDown for nothing. All to kind of build the John Cena match that also led to nothing for Corbin. So,
which was so not glorious.
No, it just really
that was the opposite of glorious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I don't know. I was upset by that. I just thought it was a waste, wasted opportunity.
I still feel like you raged for us a little bit there, though.
I did a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I probably would have raged more last week.
Did it feel good?
It did feel good. If that's the reason why they're doing it, it's just a weird reason.
Yeah. Well, one other great thing that we touch on that before we move on is Bobby Roode's robe. That robe. That robe. He debuted at TakeOver. Oh.
What makes it better than the other robes he debuted or had?
Well, it's a new one. It was like a nice burgundy with the gold. Now is Tron changed a little bit with it. Also, different font for Glorious. I feel like Bobby Roode has the nicest ring attire since Ric Flair.
Yeah, for real. He does.
Yeah.
I wonder how much one of those robes cost.
Got to be ridiculous amount. Because they're insane. And he has so many of them.
Yeah.
Which is great. I love Bobby Roode. I'm so happy Bobby Roode's on SmackDown. You have no idea.
I know Rosenberg can justify this with me. John Morrison says his jacket's $10,000. I know Honky Tonk Man's jumpsuits cost $10,000, so I'm guessing his robe probably costs like $10,000.
Wow.
Each.
Each.
Yeah, I know. I know for a fact John Morrison, one of John Morrison's jackets was like $10,000-$11,000.
What? Wow. Can you just buy a freaking robe and just rhinestone that shit? Like, I can
language,
do that.
Gabby.
I mean, seriously.
This is a PG show.
Is it, though? It's WWE.
We already got it.
It's TV PG on
WWE isn't PG at all.
Well, that's what it says on the TV when we start watching on the USA Network.
Well, it's not actually.
Listen, if AJ Styles can curse, we can curse now.
And they curse tonight. Yeah, exactly. AJ.
Dan O'Brien is backstage with Chad Gable. And Dan O'Brien's like, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you about the whole Jason Jordan thing. Sorry about that.
Nobody talked to him about it. Yeah. He just showed up on Raw.
And Gable's just like, I'm sick of everyone always talking about it. Like, I want to focus on my future. And Dan O'Brien, more proof that they listened to this show. Because when Jason Jordan made the switch to Raw, we're all just like, well, you can't just go there. There must have been a trade or something must have happened. So how did this take place? Dan O'Brien's like, well, I made a deal with Angle when Jason Jordan went. I gave him his son. And in exchange, he gave me one of his friends.
They make it sound like we're exchanging for people in prison.
That's pretty much what we're on SmackDown. SmackDown, that's exactly what they do. That's what they do.
The USO Penitentiary.
Yeah, exactly. I got a friend and a card in the smokes.
Or the Punjabi prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Punjabi prison, a friend, and a player to be named later. So we have Shelton Benjamin, everybody.
Woo!
Shelton Benjamin is back, healthy, officially, on WWE. Because he was supposed to be on SmackDown when they first did a roster split, and then he separated his shoulder.
A year ago, almost. Yeah, over a year ago.
It was a year ago.
Wow.
Then he separated his shoulder, so then his contract never went through. But now he's here, legit, and he's teaming with Chad Gable. They're debuting next week. Yes.
World's greatest tag team 2.0?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Right.
American Alpha 2.0, greatest tag team 2.0. Glorious. Show's back.
I'm glad he's here. I mean, he had some amazing matches, and I don't think this is going to last super long, this team, the pair of them,
mm-hmm.
but it also gets me more excited because now we're going to see awesome matches between the two of them, which is going to make it even better. So
yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd rather see him go against Shelton Benjamin than against Jason Jordan.
And Shelton Benjamin does not look like he aged at all.
No. Not one bit.
He left, what, 2009?
He just
2010?
Got more muscular.
Yeah, he got a little bigger.
Yeah.
Who doesn't when they leave and come back, right?
Yeah.
Dude, he is huge, man.
He is massive.
When I met him, I was in shock at how big he is.
I met him once. Like, I worked with him once. This was less than a year after he left WWE. I was reffing a show that he was on, and I just couldn't get over how massive he was. He was, like, obviously all the wrestlers are huge guys, and they always seem bigger in person. But this was a guy who was like, I did not expect you to be as big as you are. Like, this was like... No, you move around and you're that big? The
like
way you move around?
Basketball player status?
Oh, what? Leah, like 6'4", 6'5", just jacked.
Like yeah. Towering over you.
Yeah.
I think this is cool because they'll eventually split up and have a feud, and we'll get to see heel Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, that's what Tom was saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm all with that.
Yeah, I'm completely down with that.
I mean, I don't know.
And
I
mean, it will give something for Gable to do.
Yeah.
It will give something for Gable to do, which is nice because he's such a good wrestler.
Mm.
So he'll be back on TV with a story.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens backstage, hands Sami Zayn a ref shirt. Sami Zayn thought about it, and he said, nope, not going to ref. Bye.
I don't want to do anything tonight. Sorry, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take the night off. Like you said, I never do anything anyway, yeah. So I'm not going to do anything.
And then he went straight for the food.
Then he went straight to catering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wonder what he ate. I'm hungry now.
We'll eat after the show, Tom. After the show.
I'm hungry too, Tom. I'm with you on that.
Hype Bros versus the Usos. I guess Hype Bros are still a thing.
For now.
They're not breaking them up.
No.
At least not yet.
Yeah.
This match, meh. I mean, it was basic. It was supposed to make the Usos look dominant, which they did. Mm. Jimmy hit a super kick. It was a running super kick, which was pretty cool.
Mm.
Pin Zack Ryder after the match. Usos got on the mic saying, you know, to every tag team, they talk about like the hair coming on the back of the neck. Oh, that's not paranoia. It's the Usos, like their usual thing at the end. But it's like, hey, putting everyone on notice. We're here. And to me, this only makes sense that their next feud is going to be Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin.
You think so?
Absolutely. Maybe.
I agree.
I was waiting for someone to debut.
Yeah.
I was like, when they were like calling out every team. I was like
Authors of Pain. We're going to
show
up to
someone. I was like, how are we going? Who else are we going to get here on this? But I was fine that nobody debuted another team.
We didn't. I mean, yeah. We love the debuts, but like you were saying, we can't have everybody on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the tag team division on SmackDown is kind of weak. So
that was that's their weakest area. Yeah. So if we're keeping Hype Bros together, you're adding Gable and Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. We still have Brazongo, they're coming back next week, right?
Next thing, because they're not calling it Fashion Peaks next week. I don't know what it's going to be called.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We still have to get who attacked. Like,
we don't know who destroyed the office.
Yeah. So I think that'll be at least another good tag team feud we can have. I do agree with you. I think it's going to be Gable and
Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
Nakamura versus the Singh brothers. Can you please hit my music again, Jimbo? Two of these segments. Because tonight, the Singh brothers, who are actual wrestlers, who certainly have plenty of gear, they taped up their wrists and then wore their regular dress clothes that they always wear to accompany Jinder. So they were in like purple button-downs, dress pants, dress shoes, mm-hmm. but they taped their wrists. So that allows them to be able to compete.
Which I think is perfect.
Yeah, I know. I loved it. This was really the first time to me that the Singh brothers reminded me of Patterson and Briscoe.
Hmm.
We're just like, we're just going to throw you in there, not dressed to compete, and you're just going to get beat down.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Nakamura beat the crap out of them. With a triangle choke on one of them. I don't know which one. win the match with that. Afterwards, Jinder attacked him, but Nakamura countered, hit the Kinshasa, and Jinder was out for the remainder of the show.
For the first time.
He just laid in the ring.
He just laid out. So obviously, as we figured, this feud is not over, which we knew after Sunday. The question is, where does it go from here? Like, what type of match will be the next
one? Hell in a Cell.
Is that the next pay-per-view?
Is this next pay-per-view?
Oh, well, then that makes sense.
To keep the Singh brothers out?
They're going to put the like, Singh brothers in the shark cage.
Yeah. Just like
in a Hell in a Cell inside Punjabi prison.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Oh, yeah, it'll be like the three-level thing from Ready to Rumble.
Oh, that was so awesome.
The triple cage.
Why do they never do that again?
Well, I guess this
terrible.
One... Well, this one, they the Singh brothers can't get in because the top's covered.
Yeah.
But, if it's Hell in a Cell.
That's never stopped people from before.
What would be so smart is if they had a deal where, for example, if Nakamura is going to fight Jinder again, he gets to fight the Singh brothers first so that they're out cold and then gets a fair match with Jinder.
That actually would be good because then you could tell a story of somehow if Nakamura got injured in that match, but the Singh brothers get taken out. Well, now he's still facing Jinder, but he's got a bum knee or whatever it is. So now that would be a good story to tell. They've done that before, but it's been a long time since they've done something like that. Well, Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Was probably the last time when he got beat up by Triple H.
But Triple H is not the Singh brothers.
Right.
Yeah. The Singh brothers are way better than Triple H. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's two of them. There's two of them, and they're related.
Yes.
Kevin Owens backstage, still searching, runs into Breezango. Damn it, Jimbo, hit my music again. I got three this week. Because Breezango are wearing... matching rompers with pineapples on them.
I believe they're called romp hims.
Yeah. Romp hims. Yeah. Pineapple romp hims. That's all I have for that.
Are they in that new Psych movie? Because I feel like they should be.
They should be in everything. Breezango should be in every segment of everything on every show.
Because they're
glorious. It's been like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
they recovered from their shot. Quick, give them another one.
Yeah.
They were so fun. Like... Fandango is so good. Like, every time they have anything with these guys, which I know we've praised them, you know, week in and week out, but even him just, like, trying to grab the shirt, the ref shirt, and Kevin Owens like, no, don't touch that. You're not, like, you know, just stuff like that.
Just, where just the mannerisms.
Yeah. And they're, have you guys seen that StubHub commercial that they're in?
No.
Oh,
you gotta go find it. I saw it on Facebook. Yeah.
They're in a stub. Oh, yeah. That's great. I'm so happy for them.
It's Breeze, like, basically dressed like a woman with makeup, full makeup on and everything.
So what else is new?
Yeah. Trying to buy tickets to, like, a WWE show.
Yeah.
and Breezango's the cop. You gotta watch it and find it. It's really funny.
By the way, apparently the Glorious Chants are up to 23. Well, now that I said it, 24. Well... Breezango talks about how we might be off-duty fashion police this week, but we can still be referees. We're smart, we're savvy, we'll make damn sexy zebras. And Owen says no, and then he walks into Corbin and says, hey, I'll ref your match if I get first dibs. Owen's like, okay, here's a ref shirt, don't hurt me. Then he walks away. All right, Baron Corbin's our ref. Felt like it's kind of a lackluster moment to discover who the ref was.
Yeah.
I wish they didn't show us that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe if we just had a thing where, like, Kevin Owens was talking to someone off camera, be like, okay, if I win, you'll get first shot.
Yep. Yeah.
And then he just comes out.
Yeah, or if he turned around and saw, like, he just saw him and then Kevin Owens just looked and, like, kind of smiled and was like, okay, yeah, like, you want to be it? And you didn't know who it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that more of a, you know, the reveal.
The surprise element.
Yes.
Right. Natalya, the new women's champion, Natalya, teaming with Carmella against Naomi and Becky. First off, yay, Natalya! I'm really happy she finally has the title again. It's been way too long.
She deserves it.
It's been since the first season of Divas. Just kidding. I don't even
know. No, she didn't She hasn't had it all during Total Divas.
I'm totally kidding.
It's been like 6-7 years since she was champion.
2010.
The second time she's had it.
Only the second time
she's
been champion.
Divas came out, what, like 4 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
No, she was last champion in like 2010 or 2011 or something
2010.
Like that.
It was 7 years ago, according to their stats.
And I was really surprised on how dominant she was. I didn't really feel like Naomi had much of a fight in that match on Sunday.
Yeah, it was really. Yeah, she had like no comeback. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of just all Natalya the whole match.
Yeah. So Natalya says that SummerSlam would forever be known as the day the glow was unplugged. And you can wipe away the tears, Naomi, and look at what a real championship looks like. It's no longer glow time. It's my time. I can't believe I'm doing this, but we have four Christian's closets. Jimbo. I guess, yeah, the SummerSlam after. Or the SmackDown after SummerSlam. Because Carmella debuted a new outfit tonight. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, she's not in her usual, like, leopard print or money print pants with, like, the sports bra. She's in a one-piece. Like, she's pretty much wrestling in a one-piece bathing suit.
Carmella's like the J-Lo of WWE.
That's a great way to put her, actually.
Yeah, and she looks hot. I love the outfit.
She is hot.
Carmella from the block.
Yeah.
Carmella from the block on Staten Island.
With the front of it says fabulous with a dollar sign. The back says hella. Mm-hmm.
Hella fabulous.
But I love it. It's new look to make her stand out. Because I felt her other look didn't really make her stand out as much. This is completely different. It's completely different than what any other female wrestler in SmackDown is wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I hope they keep with it.
I think they will.
Yeah, because I think it's sexy and it makes it stand out and it's heelish because of the giant dollar sign and all that. So I was all for it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she looked great. And yeah, it's like I feel like the other one was she wanted after or wore it for Money in the Bank. And then, like, after she won Money in the Bank, she was like, okay, I'm going to keep wearing this because, you know, it lets people know that I'm Miss Money in the Bank. But now she's like, all right, I have the briefcase. That's good enough.
Well, speaking of Carmella, her partner in crime is Ellsworth. And I realized tonight that my college's mascot is Ellsworth.
What is the mascot then?
Yeah.
Is it a chinless little guy?
No, it's not as cool. I don't know, I want to say it's a chicken, but it's like some sort of farm animal. I don't remember.
That's so great.
I'd have to Google it. Okay, you guys, I graduated a few years ago. Its name is Ellsworth.
Gabby, I'm giving you a homework assignment.
Okay.
You have to look up a nice photo of your old school's mascot and tweet it to James Ellsworth.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Because he will retweet that.
Well, and ironically, you know, I went to school in New York. I mean, I'm from New York, but Carmella is Staten Island, represent New York, and she's working with Ellsworth. Maybe Ellsworth was an animal in his past life.
He could have been. He might be the reason that your school is named the
Ellsworth.
Ellsworth is the mascot.
He was an animal, then he got reincarnated into Ellsworth.
The person. And
had such a great life. Like. Yeah.
No, actually, it would be really cool if Ellsworth had the power to turn into, like, a duck or a bird anytime he wanted to. You know?
Like Maui?
Why are we giving James Ellsworth the superpowers?
Did you ever see Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children?
No idea what that is.
The movie?
No.
It's
no
a
idea.
Tim Burton movie. Mm. Anyways, really crazy move, but it had this woman, Miss Peregrine, who was able to turn into, like, a raven or some sort of bird. And so it kind of reminds me of my idea for Ellsworth. Ellsworth could have a superpower like that. You know, whenever he wants to go undercover.
If only.
Well, apparently, according to JBL, Ellsworth is as sharp as a bowling ball.
That was a good one.
That's the next one. Fun tag match. Story really was Carmella was refusing to tag in because she wanted Natalya to get beat up because maybe she's going to cash in.
She was ready to.
She was prepping. And there was a point where she was standing on the apron with her back turned talking to Ellsworth. And then Natalya slapped her on the back, so she was forced to be tagged in. And then Natalya pretty much chased her into the ring. And where Carmella got beat up, split like a moonsault by Naomi, gets the win. Natalya walks away with her championship, doesn't have to worry about having the briefcase cashed in that night.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't get pinned.
She was not pinned.
I was very happy by that.
Yep.
I thought, oh, tag match, just won the belt, probably got to lose or at least get pinned.
Yep.
But
yeah, but poor Natty was fighting for herself the entire time.
But she's a champion.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fighting champion,
yes.
But I mean, you know, she was having a rough time in the ring, and I know she was freaking out on Carmella when she was in. So when she finally tagged Carmella in, it was kind of like her revenge on her.
Yeah.
I'd like to see, I mean, they're probably not going to do it with Natalya, but I would like to see almost like an open challenge with like the women, like how AJ's doing it with the U.S. title.
I think
it'd be a fun thing
I think
to
the
do.
Right person to do that with would be would be Charlotte.
Yeah, probably.
Whenever she wins it, she could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dasha is backstage with Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler's back. Speaking of guys,
Ziggler.
And Ziggler's like, I'm very excited to be back, reintroducing myself in a backstage interview. Good to know where I stand. But I think I unlocked the key. I think I figured out what it takes to be a star in the WWE. I'm going to start singing.
This is great.
I'm going to start playing guitar. I might rap. I might dance like an idiot. I'll get some lights. I'll get some lasers. I'll get a big fancy robe. Beautiful woman who escort me to the ring. That's what I plan on doing next week.
No, that woman's going to glow in the dark, though.
Yeah, I can only type so fast.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
He definitely got me really excited to see what he's going to do next week.
This is what I think he's going to do. I think he's going to come out and have no music and just walk to the ring, and that's all he's going to do.
Just like no music at all?
Like a complete opposite of what, yeah. like he said he's going to be all flashy. I could see him going back to being like, I'm a wrestler and just doing amateur wrestling moves in the ring. You know what I mean?
That makes sense because he's kind of going off and saying, all these people are doing these junk things to get ahead, mm-hmm. but I don't need to do that. Yeah. I'm a better wrestler than mm-hmm. them. So why would he actually do those things? That would be ridiculous. Yeah. No, he's going to probably walk out with the most basic entrance and really show them who's boss. Mm-hmm.
See, I think it is going to be the opposite. I think he's going to just do the most elaborate, just most over the top, just complete joke. He's going to have just all these strobe lights and he'll like come out on some giant thing, have women, have clowns, have this and
that. That would be awesome.
Just like dance all the ring and be like, this is what you guys like. This is stupid. I'm here to like kick ass or whatever.
Mm, it would be cool if that did happen and then he was like, all right, get out. And everyone just had to leave.
I could see something like that happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people would cheer him because they'd be like, oh, this is cool and fun. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he just bashes it.
I think hopefully he gets new music though.
He's had the same music forever.
I know, he needs new music. Like I feel like he needs, if he's gonna revamp himself into whatever this next thing is, he needs new music. All right. For sure.
Lana's backstage with Tamina. The ravishing journey to the title begins next week. This week we're gonna look deep into our hearts and remind us why we want this. So Tamina, close your eyes. You want me to do what? That's
the easiest thing to do, Tamina. Just close your eyes.
Remember the feeling of being in a locker room full of people, but you're all alone. Everyone makes fun of you. Says you're different. Doesn't share catering with you.
But is she? I feel like she's just talking about herself, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, all right.
That's exactly
how
what it
we
is.
Gonna, how's this going to play out?
I don't know. Tamina's gonna go blonde. I don't know.
Could you imagine?
No, I cannot.
Don't do that.
No, Tamina, you're an attractive lady. Don't go blonde.
I don't think
Tamina will
dark.
Look good blonde.
Mm.
She has a dark kind of attitude about her, so she needs to stay dark.
I feel like they have been putting more makeup. Like she's definitely been putting more makeup on. Mm-hmm. At least Tamina.
Oh, Zeno Hour in the chat room brought up something good. You want to talk about like debuts and stuff? Have Ziggler come out next week with Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
Oh, that'd be good.
I would love that. Yeah. And that would be a good way to bring them up to the roster. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're going to bring more people up to the roster right now?
Yeah.
Maybe over the next week. Maybe like one more person next week. But then probably no more until end of the year.
Yeah, I think we need more women up on SmackDown.
Well, it makes sense because after this Mae Young Classic, they'll probably have some new signees. They did just announce another one, a 22-year-old. Did you guys see
Leo Kush or something?
Yes. Leo Rush.
Leo Rush
is an incredible talent. He's been out here a few times. Jimbo's worked shows that Leo Rush has performed on. He's an incredible young talent. He used to team with the Velveteen Dream in NXT.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe when they...
Out in Maryland, yeah.
Maybe when they bring these new people in, they'll be bringing the current NXTers up.
Right.
But... The only thing I really like Billy and Peyton, but I also think they'd be really good with Emma as a team.
Oh, like the Australian connection, because they're all Australian.
Like, I think if they're going to do that, I think...
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Weren't they all trained by Lance Storm, too?
I think they were.
Oh, that'd be a great faction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think Ziggler with Gable and Benjamin would be cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. I like that.
So you're turning Gable heel?
Sure, why not?
And Benjamin. Maybe he's the baby face that tries to be like, hey, guys, we should be good about this. And then the other two were like, no, you got to be a bad guy if you want to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because they both have the wrestling background. Yeah. And Shelton's been in that same position of like, oh, I'm such a good wrestler, but I never really got my due.
Yeah.
In WWE, at least.
Yeah.
I like that. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. AJ runs into Baron Corbin as he's getting ready for his match. Corbin reminds him that what Owens promised him, and AJ's like, dude, starting next week when I retain this title, I'm going to have an open challenge. Just answer the challenge. You'll have a title shot. I feel like at that point, like, yeah, the wheel started turning Corbin's head. I was like, wait, what? I can do that.
I don't want that to happen next week, though. I think it's already going to happen, and it kind of annoys me. I don't want to see Corbin like in doing nothing, but I want to see like a fresh match, you know, mm-hmm, on SmackDown. I want it to be a surprise.
Well, maybe it will be. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe Owens will fight Corbin next. I mean, it's a possibility.
Well, because Corbin quit on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Corbin left him, you know, hanging.
Yeah.
So that's an option. Or I think the second option, plan B, is going to be Owens goes after Shane McMahon and they're going to have a fight in the ring.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have the match here with Corbin as the referee not being super impartial. And Shane sees it. He comes out to the ring and he starts arguing with Corbin, during which Owens delivered a low blow to AJ, then tried to pin him, which then Shane pulled Corbin out of the ring because he didn't call the low blow. Then Corbin gets annoyed, takes his ref shirt, tosses it at Shane, and leaves. So then Shane's like, I guess I'll put on this giant sleeveless ref shirt now.
Nah, it's still pretty tight on him. I don't know.
And I'll referee the match. So then Shane comes in, phenomenal forearm. AJ retains, and Owens is just seething as SmackDown goes off the air.
That look at the end of SmackDown that he gave Shane McMahon.
Was it glorious?
Yeah, because I would not want to be Shane McMahon right now. Kevin Owens is so good. Like, so good each and every week. And that, just that look that he was, like, giving out, you're just like, wow. Like, this guy is going to murder Shane McMahon. Yeah.
It's almost like he's saying, I can't believe this has happened to me again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, my plan C for next week is that Corbin and Owens may team up to beat up Shane McMahon.
Mm. Yeah.
You wrote that down, didn't you? Team up to beat up?
I wrote down all this.
Team up to beat up Shane.
And it came out natural, and then I was like, oh, this is actually really cool.
Which could actually lead to, AJ and Shane tag teaming. Maybe too.
Who teaming?
AJ and Shane. Against the other two.
Could you imagine? No. I think it's from referee to teaming up with AJ Styles on a tag team.
I mean, they fought each other this year. So.
Well, I could see with Survivor Series coming up, there could be like Team Owens versus Team Shane or something like that.
Well, I guess we'll have to see it.
I mean, that's still like 3 months away.
But I really thought that Corbin was going to lay out Shane when they were arguing outside of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for him to just punch him, or at least just hit like end of days.
But then he just walked away.
I know. Well, because he's in the doghouse, I guess.
Apparently, so
he can't touch
him
in McMahon.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
But I see them, you know, being pissed at each other at first, but then being like, well, no, it's their fault. It's, you know, AJ and Shane's fault that, you know, I don't get a title shot now.
Yep.
And you don't get a title shot because it's not my belt. Like, you know. Owens definitely trying to convince him. Or I also thought we were going to have a Sami Zayn come out and help AJ at the end as well.
Which would have been nice because that would have gave Sami something to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be next week. I already wrote it. Ah, it's already in the books.
It is. It is. Yeah. They listen, remember. They listen to us. Mm-hmm.
It's going
to
be Corbin and
Corbin and Owens versus AJ and
Sami.
Sami.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm fine with that.
Just skip SmackDown next week, guys. We already...
AJ
and Sammy won. So just so you know.
Well, you have to still watch this.
Just like that.
And listen to this.
That weird Cena match that happened, you know, where he won.
I forgot about it. I already forgot it existed. I erased that from my memory. Guys, we have to wrap up this glorious show. But it was truly glorious. I hope you all had a glorious time. Tom, how can the glorious people reach out to you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. I need to put up some more trips or pictures from my trip. So
with your medals.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You can put up some more trips. I'll come.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, Gabby, how can our glorious fans reach out to you?
The glorious fans can find me on Instagram at Gabby.Loren. That's G-A-B-B-Y. And my Twitter is Gabrielle_Loren. And I won't be here next week because I'm actually going to New York where, you know, SummerSlam and SmackDown went down this week.
Yeah, now that they leave, you can go.
Exactly. I'm kind of sad. We're off by a few days, but, you know.
Did you sell out the Barclays Center for four nights in a row?
Did I what?
Sell out the Barclays Center.
For me?
Yeah, like, is everyone going to the Barclays Center for four straight nights for you?
I'm
going
to host this AfterBuzz show straight from the Barclays Center.
Love it. Love it.
By myself. Now you, woman show.
Now you definitely have to tune in next week. Jimbo, how can the glorious people reach out to you? And all you glorious people can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram The Will Rosenberg, my glorious t-shirts at ProRosenTees.com/Christian Rosenberg, or glorious collar and elbow t-shirts at collarandelbowbrand.com. Promo code Rosenberg to save 10%. And check out Scott Narver in the movie theaters, DaveMadeAmaze.com. Look for local screen times for you, for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip. Follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in this week for Tom Connolly, Gabby Loren, Jimbo in the booth. I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Glorious!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.